Bo Wolf and Tony Pauline for PhiladelphiaEagles.com here taking a look at the South team scrimmage Wednesday afternoon practice at the Reese's Senior Bowl. Jimmy Garoppolo under center. And we get a flea flicker on the first play. Garoppolo going in the direction of Jordan Matthews. Good coverage from Craig Lawson from LSU. A little trickeration, Tony.
Absolutely. And, you know, the criticism of Garoppolo was his downfield accuracy. And you've seen that most of the week. He struggles hitting receivers in stride down the field, as opposed to last week, if you were with us during the Shrine game. I mean, he was on time in those underneath patterns. Can't get the ball downfield accurately, as, say, Derek Carr has been able to do all week.
Garoppolo under center once again. Three-step drop goes out to Mike Davis, the wide receiver from Texas. Davis has had a very impressive week.
Very much so. He's definitely improved his stock. He's a long, angular receiver. He's very quick. Two things about him. Number one, he's terrific getting off the line of scrimmage, uses his hands to separate from defenders, then runs good routes and consistently catches the ball with his hands away from his frame. It's not just about catching the ball. It's about catching the ball with proper fundamentals, and Davis has shown that all week.
Garoppolo under center again. Pitches right. That's Lorenzo Taliaferro, the running back from Coastal Carolina.
And Taliaferro's really not distinguished himself in any way this week, which you need to do if you're a 1AA guy. You saw there not the inability to create or make defenders miss when there was penetration.
All right, Tony, let's take a look at the edge rushers here. We've got Hubbard from Alabama and Dee Ford from Auburn. Two guys who have sort of impressed this week. Ford for sure. Hubbard maybe leaves a little bit to be desired, but he's a versatile guy.
The other thing here is you got Robert Thomas of Arkansas standing up in a he goes down in three-point stance, so you got Robert Thomas as one of the edge rushers. And Dee Ford jumps off sides against Joe Batonio. You can't have that.
Derek Carr in shotgun. Carr gets it out quick to Jalen Saunders of Oklahoma.
And again, hopefully viewers caught number 30 out of the bottom of the screen. You know, keeps taking these wide rushes, which is not going to cut it on every down basis in the NFL. Dee Ford's got to learn some additional moves. Batonio was patient, let him take his wide angle, just knocked him from the play.
Carr under center. Ford 30 on the left side of the line.
Again, taken from the action, Batonio just staying square. Inside of that, you know, Caron Reed thus far in the full scrimmage has been a different story for him than it was in drills. He's not able to get off blocks. He's not able to beat opponents off the line of scrimmage. Jalapio of Florida basically handled him at the point of attack right there.
All right, Tony, talk to me about these safeties. Terrence Brooks from Florida State, Kenny Laidler from Vanderbilt, a pair of SEC guys, or not SEC guys, ACC and SEC, but tell me about them.
You know, Brooks is a terrific player, but you see him there, he's just small. I mean, 5'8 and change, doesn't have the great size, and there's going to be mismatches when tight ends come down the seam. Laidler's got better size, but he doesn't have the cover skills, more of a straight line between the numbers type of safety. Derek Carr there, you see him. The fact is he pulls the ball down rather than force the ball into covered targets, gets the outside and completes the pass, likely to be a sack at the next level. He's not going to have that much time, but you like the fact that he didn't try and force the ball into a covered target.
A couple new safeties in. Jamea Thomas from Georgia Tech and Craig Lawson from LSU. Tell me about Lawson.
You know, he's got good size. The question is he a free safety or is he a traditional strong safety? He really struggles to get outside the numbers and make plays. You see here also on the bottom of the screen, you got Aiken of Coastal Carolina against Cody Hoffman of BYU. Aiken playing backed off the line of scrimmage rather than press because Hoffman's been able to beat press coverage all week.
Aiken's the tall corner from Liberty. That's all right. Hoffman is a guy who's impressed this week.
Very much so. I mean, he's not a speedster. He's not a guy who's going to stretch the field. But if you're looking for a reliable underneath receiver, you know, for a West Coast offense like the Eagles run or a timing type of offense, He's a guy you may look to in, starting in the late second to mid-third round area.
How about the linebacker from LSU in the middle there, Lehman Barrow?
Solid run defender. Struggles in coverage, but you see him there, breaks down well, read the play, scraped laterally off the block, and got to the ball carrier where he would have made the tackle if this was a game. He's more of a two-down defender. I don't think... in fact, I know his cover skills are not that great, so third and five, passing situations, you're going to take him off the field. But if you're looking for someone to, you know, defend the run on the inside, he's your guy. The problem with him is he's not very big to be, a run thumper in the NFL.
All right, we got David Fales now in shotgun from San Jose State. Not the strongest arm we've seen here. Takes a snap, looks right, lots of pressure, and he has to break the pocket. Good pressure there.
The fact is, Carr's able to read that pressure. He sensed it right away, and he took off up the field. So the defensive line's playing pretty well here. I think the offensive line, we talked about Wesley Johnson, Morgan Moses at times, have taken a step back. You're going to see Matt Patchen's in now at right tackle, the newcomer from Boston College, playing next to Billy Turner. He's going to be playing against Robert Thomas on the right side here. Looks like Robert Thomas. No, Thomas switches sides and overcomes Kyle Van Noy. So I guess Van Noy will be rushing from a stand-up position.
You've also got the replacement defensive end, I.K. Anampali.
Good thing you're here to pronounce those names. Anampali, he's showing some decent athleticism, able to keep his ground off the block from Arthur Lynch and change direction. So it's a good play by him.
And good coverage at the end of the play there by Jamea Thomas of Georgia Tech. Talked about Christian Jones. How about Telvin Smith, another skinny, athletic Florida State defender who may not have a position at the next level?
Well, he's scheme-specific in the sense that he's skinny, but he's fast and he's explosive. A team that runs a one-gap system like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, those Monty Kiffin type of defensive systems, that's what he's best suited for. He can play. You just have to give him a free run to the ball because he's not going to be able to get off or redirect off of blocks quick enough for the next level.
Garoppolo going deep for Jordan Matthews, and very nice coverage there by Lavelle Westbrooks of Georgia Southern.
Terrific coverage by Westbrooks, who struggled earlier in the day. One of the things you like to see is he's able to get his head back around and locate the pass in the air, then make his move to the ball rather than just face guard. A lot of times these college cornerbacks come out and they can't make plays with their back to the ball. Westbrook showed he could in that situation.
Garoppolo, still a quarterback. Under center here. Pitches right. That's Jerick McKinnon, the former option quarterback from Georgia Southern. He's shown a little burst this week.
Very elusive, very creative. That play, I like the way Will Sutton got down the line of scrimmage and outside the box in pursuit of the action. That's the thing about Sutton is he's basically best suited for a four-man front, but he's got good movement skills. He's got the ability to make plays in every direction of the field. Doesn't really show a lot of stiffness in this game. Just got to get his weight down about 20 pounds.
Let's take another look at McCullers again here. As you've talked about, Tony, up and down week for the big fellow, but when he puts it on, he certainly flashes.
He's got tremendous size, speed. He's got terrific power. You saw him there, although he was pretty much unblocked. Quickly get behind the line of scrimmage. Two things about him. Number one, his instincts are not up to par. He's a little bit late finding the ball at times. And, as we said, he's just very inconsistent. Does not play to his level of ability, which is going to kill his draft stock. Doesn't mean he's not going to turn out to be a productive NFL player. It just means that, this May, he's probably going to fall into the third round, potentially the last day of the draft.
Derek Carr now a quarterback under center. Hands off. And that's McKinnon again as he busts loose.
He's got the agility and the speed to turn the corner. You just got to get him the ball in open space. He's not a guy that's going to be able to gain much yardage on the inside. But if, we talked about it, toss sweeps, quick receiver, quick running back screens, just get the ball in his hands immediately out in space and let him do his thing.
Fair to say he's one of the winners of the week?
Except for the blocking drills, he's shown the ability to run the ball. Really haven't seen him too much catch the ball out of the backfield, which is a little bit disappointing. But I think he's shown that he can make a quick transition from the quarterback position to the running back position.
Carr under shotgun now. Drops back, swings it out, and Taliaferro with the drop.
Yeah, he can't drop that ball. That ball's right in his hands. If you saw there, again, D4 just taking a wide rush, trying to get around Joe Bitonio, but Bitonio let him make his move and then getting his hands into him, knocking him from the play, so Carr had a free view of his receiver.
These defensive players are getting a lot of reps. The numbers are dwindling a little bit on the South team. So good to see the effective fatigue on some of these guys.
Really a surprise. They haven't brought in a replacement for Alvin Colvin, who, if you watched the telecast yesterday, you saw him get injured. It was announced that he has a torn ACL in his right knee, which means he's going to drop into the last day of the draft.
It would be nice to get a replacement cornerback, someone perhaps like Shaquille Richardson from Arizona.
I'm sure if they need his number, they can ask you, Bo, and you'll make the call and fly him out here.
That's right, and if they need a quarterback, we'll let them call you to get in touch with Tommy Reese.
Tommy Reese may be an improvement from some of the quarterbacks we've seen from the North because they haven't been too good, and, same thing with Fails here, so you never know.
All right, Fails under center. Play action, rolling right. And he finds Crockett Gilmore, the former Shrine Game tight end.
There you go, Tommy Reese. That would have been a two-yard dump off, but give Fells the credit. Stayed with the action, kept his eyes down the field. He showed good timing on that pass and nicely placed it in front of Gilmore, let him run to the ball. So that was a good pass by Fells. Good play.
How about Gilmore talking about these tight ends? We saw him last week at the Shrine Game. Good blocker. Big physical guy. What's his projection? Obviously a last-day pick.
I think he's going to be a second tight end in the NFL. Primary duties are going to be as a blocker, more of a short-range target. You saw there, caught the ball well, but doesn't have a lot of speed. I think he's going to play in the NFL. He's going to be a last-day pick, and he projects as a number two tight end. There's always a need for that type of player.
Garoppolo and shotgun here. All right, still fails. Looks left. A lot of pressure and does not get the ball out. DeAndre Coleman with some pressure, Tony.
Well, actually, I thought Turner did a pretty good job on Turner there, staying square and anchoring at the point of attack. That was a good way for Turner to finish his Senior Bowl practice.
All right, and that will do it here for the Wednesday practice from the Reese's Senior Bowl. For Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net, I'm Bo Wolf for PhiladelphiaEagles.com.